Hare Krishna. Temptation can knock us down, but it cannot knock us out. In boxing, when two boxers are fighting, at that time, if one boxer gets a severe punch, a strong punch, then the opponent may be knocked down. Now, if the punch is especially devastating, then that person may get so strongly hurt, the person may get knocked out also. So, being knocked down is bad, but being knocked out is worst, because it's the end of the match. So, now, our attempt to practice spiritual life is like a battle against, is like a war against illusion, against temptation. So, we can compare it to a boxing match. And in this boxing match, it's always possible that sometimes temptation may knock us down. That means sometimes we may feel so overwhelmed by a certain level of a desire that we are just not able to restrain ourselves. And when we fall away, then at that time, we may become very disheartened, thinking, I had a lapse, I fell away from my standards, what can I do? And certainly, it is unfortunate, and often it's regrettable, depending on the specific nature of the lapse, and what the particular lapse is, it can be serious also. But the important point is that Krishna never stops loving us. And we never stop having the opportunity to remember Krishna, to serve Krishna, to connect with Krishna. So because we always have this opportunity, that means that we are always connected with Him. That means that we are always, in our own way, moving onwards towards Krishna, no matter whatever happens. We always have that opportunity. So we may be not, in boxing parlance, we may be knocked down, but we can never be knocked out. So, what does this mean? Actually, we can be knocked out not by temptation, but by our own loss of determination to rise again after temptation. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that apichet sudhuracharo bhajite mamananya bhak sadhureva samantavya samyagyavasito hi saha. Says apichet sudhuracharo, that even if somebody behaves in a very terrible way, still bhajite mam ananya bhak, if that person keeps worshipping me steadily, sadhureva samantavya, such a person is to be considered saintly. Samyagyavasito hi saha, why? Because that person is well situated. That person is very positively situated in one's determination. So in this way, by recognizing that our spiritual nature is at the very core of our being, that our spiritual nature is what is meant to give us lasting happiness, and our connection with Krishna is always the source of our hope, of our well-being, of our progress, of our success, and of our ultimate victory. When we know this, then we never lose hope. So what Krishna says is that, Krishna in this verse is declaring that even if a devotee commits sinful activity, still the devotee should be considered saintly. Why? Because the devotee is determined to continue to serve me. So it's only when our being knocked down discourages us so much and makes us think that I can never fight anymore, that is when we get knocked out. But even after we get knocked down, if we decide to rise and fight again, then we are actually moving onwards towards Krishna. And there is always hope for us to keep moving onwards till we ultimately attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.